Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
Rose, welcome back. Yay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It feels like I haven't talked to you in a while. It's been too long.
Yes. It has been a couple months.
I know. We have one caller ready to go. I'm feeling like we should just dive in. How does that feel for you?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Dive in. Yo. All ones, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello. I think we're in someone's pocket, Rose.
Are we?
Okay. We'll come back to that. So let's get you to do an update, extended update. How about that?
Extended update.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I want to know everything that's happened in your life for the last 2 months. Ready, go.
Okay. All right. That put me on the spot. I have no idea. Just my normal days, really. Working with animals, helping with lost animals, helping with connect with animals and spirit and behavioral issues. Seems to be a lot of missing animals lately, and I don't know if that's like an energy or, you know, why, or if it's just that people have found me that have that issue. But I'm always curious about that. And you see it like on, you know, and social stuff, and maybe it's just because we have more ways of getting that out there. But, you know, it's a really heart-wrenching thing to go through. So I really feel for anybody that does have a pet that's lost. And I don't do those kind of calls on the show, though, just to put that out there, because it's really best if it's a private session where I can really connect with you and the animal, and it's a little harder with this situation. But you're welcome to call in if you want to talk to an animal who's passed or an animal that you currently have. Maybe they have a behavioral issue or a question that you would like to know about, or funny behavior that you wonder why they do that, or any other reason. So you can call in and and we can check in with them. Did I lose you?
Hi, Rose.
There you are.
Sorry, we've got a bit of a delay. Just turning up the volume a bit because it's hard to hear today. So while we're waiting for people to call in, actually, let's play the call-in jingle. We have a jingle. Where is it?
Oh, you do? I don't think of it.
That's not really a jingle, but here we go.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And again, this is with the epic animal communicator herself, live in the house today, Rose Proud. I was going to say, Rose, I know that you've been doing some classes and stuff. This would be a good time to, we never usually have a lot of time to talk about that, but if you can, you know, go into that a little bit, we'll keep working on the lines. All right.
Okay. I offer a one-to-one mentorship program. So currently I'm not teaching any group, although that's possible in the future. But I really like working with people one-on-one because I can tailor the program to the individual. So depending on where they are in their intuitive development already, or if they're brand new to everything. And often when we're working together, you know, anytime you work on your spiritual side, your intuitive side, and investigating and embracing the gifts that you have sometimes, but most of the time, there's blocks that come up, you know, self-doubt or some other hindrance that slows you down from really accessing your full potential and your full intuitive abilities. So as a hypnotherapist, we can then address those issues when it comes up. And that's one of the things that I feel is a little bit unique about my mentorship, because it really is for you. No two students that I've worked with have been exactly the same, and not even like week to week what we did. It's a 12-week program, and I just do it over the phone. I mean, if somebody would like Zoom, I can do that on Zoom as well, but usually we just, you know, do a phone call. And I do have somebody local who's going to come work with me in person because he just prefers that. But, and that's okay, too. You know, if you want.
I'll just let you know, Rose, the lines are packing in now. We got it all working.
Yay. Okay, good.
Hot Sneak's time is off. Let's go to 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just tuning in. This is the program about animals, correct?
Yes. And I've spoken with you before, and your dog, right?
Okay. Was it my dog Chance that passed?
Possibly. Your voice sounds familiar, but it's okay. We can talk to whomever you'd like to.
Okay. Chance passed in July.
Okay.
Foster. I've been working with this rescue, amazing place out of New York City. They sent me a dog that had been in shelter for 7 years. It was a pit bull. I hadn't had experience with pits, and I don't know what was happening with him. He was trying to decompress, maybe find his boundaries, maybe scared. I don't know, but he was kind of coming after me. And so he went back to the center, which I still feel horrible about. I now have Reba, who I'm sure will find a home.
Okay.
I'm kind of, it's not doing it for me, fostering. This may be the last one because it's also hard in this very small apartment to bring in a new dog. I've got so much artwork, and Reba just got into my chocolate chip cookies, cranberries and oatmeal, 8 chocolate chip cookies, spread everything else out. I don't know why I'm calling you. I actually stopped to take a photograph of something the other day, and a woman came out with walking a dog, and I went up to this dog, and oh my God, my heart just burst. It was just like Chance in his last few months of life. His tongue was hanging out, couldn't control it. This dog was old and sweet, 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 and it just brought home how much I really love the hounds. I don't know what I want to ask you about. I feel real bad about Muggsy. Yeah, Muggsy's probably 10 or 12. I think I'm keeping Reba. The other foster mom wants her back, but I think I'm going to keep her because here I give her amazing food, cooked food, and I'd like to keep her on that as long as possible. If Chance has anything to say, I'm just, you know, my heart's just real sad.
Okay. So then. Reba, is it Reba with a B?
R-E-B-A, like Reba McEntire.
Okay. So she's your current foster. Muggsy is the one that went back to the rescue.
Right, right, yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Industry. Can you hear me?
See there. You're also what?
Real concerned about what's happening with the dog food industry. All the kibble's been bought up by major corporations, and they're getting sick and even dying, and it's very devastating.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I mean, for that, I guess it would just be social action, you know, with people doing petitions, but as you know, that's a process. And or people, you know, really sourcing their food and maybe even doing home cooking, but not everybody has that option. So, and you know, I foster a lot too, and you know, sometimes a foster just doesn't fit right in a home. So I wouldn't feel bad about Muggsy. You know, it might be he just needed a different place or someone who was more familiar with his type of mannerisms. You know, fosters are so few, and every rescue needs them. So they're always appreciative whenever you foster, you know. How old is Reba?
Reba's six. They found her under a bridge. She had had puppies, but they didn't find any. And she had a big gash in her neck, which is now healed, hairless scar. And no teeth. No teeth in the front, upper or lower. So she's had a hard time. She's listening right now. I think Reba is very... I've been giving her a lot of homeopathic medicine for sadness and stuff and shock, and I kind of maybe will start up again. Can never tell if things like that work or not.
Is she, are you planning to keep her as a foster or to adopt her?
I'm going to keep her, and hopefully she'll be adopted out from me through the rescue.
Okay. Well, do you want me to do a communication with her?
Sure. Whatever you're compelled to do. If Chance has anything to say, I'd love to hear from him.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead and just say you can say Reba's name three times for me and then say Chance's name three times.
Reba, Reba, Reba.
You know, Chance still is around you a lot.
Good.
You know, in spirit, and he just holds that space with you. You know, it feels funny for him in some ways to not be with you, right? Even though he's in spirit, he really wants to still be around, and he just wants you to be aware of that. So if you feel him, know that that's accurate, that he really is there.
Okay. Okay.
Reba, is she a small dog?
Yeah, she looks like a dachshund pit, meaning she's about 50 pounds. She's got a good solid body with very short legs and a small... Oh. She's not liking the way I'm describing her, I can tell. Small head. Looks like a dachshund.
Okay.
She looks like a pit dog.
She's very much a small dog. Her energy, you know, she's very timid in her energy. She hasn't really had a happy life, period. Not even at one time and then away, right? So this, being with the rescue, it's still taken her a while to understand that this is going to continue. So I just want to reassure her that even though she's been in different foster homes, that the goal is to find her, you know, her new family, a family who will love her. When I foster, I tell them I'm just grandma. You're just here visiting, and I'm getting you healthy and strong, and then we're going to send you back to your, or send you, you know, on to your new family. And, you know, they understand that. So he is very grateful for the, your house is quiet.
Yeah.
I feel like the other foster was a little more noisy. Does she have other dogs too?
Who's she?
The previous foster.
The previous foster mom. No, I don't think so, but she's young. I think young and laughter, happiness, going out and drinking, traveling, you know, I think just a very different spirit. And she had a niece come over and play.
Yeah, I mean, not that Reba doesn't like that, but right now what she needs is kind of a calm, quiet space to just really totally release, you know, the trauma that she's been holding on to. So So okay. It's good for her. It's good for her there.
Okay.
And she does feel safe with you.
Good. Even today when I yelled at her?
You know, when she got into the stuff. You know, and you can understand, she had to scavenge for so long. It just kind of, that gets really hardwired in there.
It was my fault.
I
should have known better. My fault. Absolutely my fault. But when I saw my cookies were gone, I just ran.
Don't touch the cookies, huh? Yeah. No, but you're in the environment, your home, she feels safe in. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep that up. That's great that you're doing that.
Okay.
And, maybe just an offer, since you are so connected even to like the dog that you saw that's older, there are also rescues that only take in senior dogs. And need people, and sometimes they want people to be like a hospice foster. So, it can be heart-wrenching, but you provide them a safe place and soft place and keep them until it's time for them to transition.
Right. I would do that. Yeah, I do that. I do blind dogs. There's three-legged dogs in town. I do any of those. I would do hospice. I'm just concerned if you get a dog. Both of these dogs freak out being in a crate. Come summertime, I can't bring them with me, so they have to stay here. If they're going to get into things, if they're, too stressed, I'm afraid this is not the right thing for me to be doing. I'd love to take in another, but I just don't know.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to, you'll find out what works best for you.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I felt guilty because the other woman would love to get her back, but you're making me feel a little better at my decision to keep her here. Because I know they did love each other a lot.
Why did she go from the other woman to you?
She had to have some surgery or she went away or something, and then I was ready to send her back, and she told me she was going to be away first week in April, and I thought, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want her to keep having to adjust. So I held off, and again, she's kind. She said, whatever you think is best, but I'd love to have her. And I was starting to feel guilty that maybe I should send her back. But then I decided she's getting...
It's hard for them to go back and forth and back and forth, and they've already... Yeah. And she's going to have to move one more time, but it will be for her forever family. So, I would talk to the rescue because they might have a different perspective. But
They agree with me. Yeah, they agree with
me.
But,
That's
good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, she does feel safe there, and she does have, the more calm, quiet. It's good for her spirit. Yeah.
Good.
And just know that Chance is watching over you and still checks in.
Did he send me to that old hound dog?
Not directly.
Okay.
But
I want to go back.
He felt the connection like you did.
Yeah, I want to go back and leave them a letter saying, I met your dog. I'd love to come and take him for a walk or sit with him or anything. My heart just went out to this sweet dog. It's just like Chance in old age, The old ones are just amazing.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in again, Pat. And
thank you so much.
Fostering.
Yeah. Mm. And thanks for doing that too. And hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Thanks
for calling
you, everybody.
You take care. Let us know how it's going to go, okay?
I will. Love you all. Take care. Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Holy crap.
Thank you.
It's almost Easter. Oh, my God. I didn't even
know. I know.
Okay. All right. Let's go to, time is going faster and faster. I just 603. Let's go to 603. Let's see how they're doing. 603, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm Deb, and I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hi, Deb. Are we going to talk to P?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you that are listening, because it sounds like I know Deb, I did a session with her dog the other day, and she wanted to connect with her other dog who's in spirit, but we ran out of time. So I told her she could try and call in today, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
So, so her name's Peanut, but you call her P? You called her P the most?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would, Deb, just say your first name three times.
Okay.
And then her name three times.
Okay. Deb, Deb, P, P, P.
She, I remember now when we did the session, how she came through and said, I am not, he is not like me. I'm like perfect. She is very proud of the kind of energy that she was when she was in her body. She feels like, yes, she's the model. You know, everybody else should be like her. Although she does admit she was a little bit of a terror when she was young.
Oh, she sure was.
So, you know, she says even that, because you had her as a puppy, right?
Yes, we actually had her live. So we've had her since she was born.
Okay. She kind of feels like some of her, and I really get terror, not just like, you know, typical puppy. She could be like, she could really like push the buttons. But she feels like it was a really good, like she was helping to teach you more patience.
She was very much a free spirit. She, you know, you'd go take her out in the woods and she'd take off and, you know, come back when she felt like it. And one time she swam straight out in the ocean after ducks for like 20 minutes. You know, somebody had to call 911 and finally she came back.
Like, I was going to come back. I just wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
Do you have specific questions for her?
Just wondering, like, you know, if she can feel that we still have the communication, because I really feel it.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, I mean, animals never lose that connection. We're the ones that think it's gone, right? And it isn't really gone. It's that we aren't staying connected to it. They know we're always connected. Even when they incarnate into another body, there's still that connection with the energy that they were when they were with us. And, you know, if they end up incarnating and being with a different family. But she says that she actually kind of oversees what's going on with your other dog, sorry.
Rio.
And she kind of thinks it's interesting because you never really had to deal with that kind of issue before, she says. But she feels like if anybody can help him get through that, you can. She has a lot of respect for you, even though she always acted like she only chose to listen when she wanted to. She really does have a lot of respect for you, and she adores you. One of the things about that, too, is that you were actually very acknowledging of her personality, and things that she would do could be pretty frustrating maybe to some, but there was a part of you that actually admired it. You know, because she was so much her own, I say person, but you know what I mean, so much her own personality.
She was such a happy dog.
Grateful for that. Mm-hmm.
everybody, you know, loved all dogs. Like I said, she was more of a free spirit, so she wouldn't necessarily play with dogs, but, you know, she didn't really, like, bother with them one way or the other.
And you
friendly.
Acknowledge that for her, and she really appreciates that, like, so much.
Yeah, when she was a puppy, when she was 10 days old, her side of her throat was swollen, and I brought her to the emergency vet, and she had puppy strangles.
Oh.
And she could have died. I mean, I had to, like, you know, feed her the medicine with a dropper. A couple of the other puppies in the litter got it, and, you know, they said they could have some immune issues later in life, which she was so healthy and lived to 16, which is pretty old for a bigger dog.
Right.
And I felt that time bonded us so much.
Mm-hmm. It does when you're providing that kind of care, because it feels like it just deepens the bond, because so much of your energy and her energy is going into that care, you know, and she was so fragile and needed that kind of, that, I mean, with that, you really have to be on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it does, like, deepen the bond.
Yeah.
And it also, you know, it takes up more of our time, which just in and of itself, we're spending more time with them, like, intentionally, one-on-one. Not, I mean, our dog can be with us all day long, but it doesn't mean we're always really engaged, right? Because we're doing other things. But when you're doing something like that, you're engaging more. And it does deepen the bond. And, you know, a lot of animals will ask for what I call intentional attention. They want that, even if it's just a few minutes every day, of really being present with your interaction with them. And
yeah.
When an animal has a challenge like that, a health challenge, it has to happen. So, you know, it does deepen the bond. But, she says you're a lot alike in your personalities. Like, you're one of those people, don't tell me what to do, right?
I feel like I'm more laid back, but...
Well, but if someone asks you to do something, that's one thing. But if somebody's telling you what to do, that's another thing.
Yeah. I just feel like we had such a special bond. You know, I would talk to her just like daily, and not even about anything. And she'd just like look me right in the eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she loved it when you talked to her like a person. Like an equal.
She was like a person.
Yeah, she loved that.
I'm glad. We sure
miss
her.
She's, I know how hard that is. She's, you know, she is contemplating her next trip, you know, her next incarnation. And she's kind of considering what it might be like to try the human form. So she hasn't really decided, because she doesn't know. She kind of would like to come back and be with you again. But she also kind of wants to try the human shape, the human form, to see what that is like. So she's not really sure what she is going to do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's, you know, my experience has been a lot of times animals will do a number of incarnations in animal forms, sometimes even the same species, because it's in a way easier. That's not really the correct word. But as they continue to grow and evolve spiritually, they often do choose to try the human form, because this one, at least on this planet, is really the only life form that has true free will, because animals are impacted by man's decisions all the time, even wild animals. Right. So, you know, there's that potential there. And then sometimes people, spirits decide, I'll heck with that. I'm going to be an animal next time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she's kind of still deciding. Doesn't know. But she does watch over you. She is still very connected to you. She's really aware of what you're doing. And, you know, she just didn't, she doesn't know if you're going to bring another dog into your life or not. And so she's also kind of on the fence because of that, because you already had Rio before she passed, right?
Yeah.
And so she's just not sure. But I can tell you from experience too that it wouldn't surprise me if she does come back as a human that you wouldn't meet her somehow.
Now,
you know,
if she comes back as a human, will I still have the spiritual connection with her as my dog?
Yes. And, you know, I always tell people I don't know anything. I only know what I believe and what animals share with me and what spirit shares with me. And the way it was explained to me by this very wise old soul dog one time is that there is like an essence of our consciousness for every lifetime. And, you know, in spirit, there isn't time. There's not a timeline. It's everything is always at once. Everything's happening. It's very easy to still be able to connect with that consciousness. Like she showed it to me almost like little sparks, you know. So when I die and I come back as something else, somebody can still communicate with Rose. And that's the way she explained it to me.
Oh, okay.
You, and as long as you, like, allow yourself to be open to that connection, you know, you'll always feel it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
I really...
Do you have any other questions?
I look forward to it.
Sorry.
No, I think that's it. I just wanted to know if she... you know, had anything to say. And
Let me ask her if she has questions for Rio, too, before we close.
Okay.
So... she says, when you go out, do you leave, like, the TV or the radio or something on?
I either leave the radio or I have a sound machine that I leave on.
Okay. She feels that it might be better to not do that.
Oh, really? Just have it quiet?
Like, she says, have it like it is when you're home.
Oh, okay. I usually...
Sometimes I go ahead.
I usually have the TV or radio on only because to kind of, you know, outside noises.
Uh-huh.
People outside.
Even when you're home?
Yes.
Okay.
Rio, and she did too. They have... I swear they could hear leaves falling off trees.
Well, yeah, dogs have incredible hearing. And then their breed, that might even be, you know, one of their stronger senses. So maybe then she says do it like what you do when you're home. So maybe just the TV or and just so it feels like it is. So it's normal. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
What
you do. That sounds like a good idea.
All right.
One other quick question. What do you recommend if I wanted to do another session with you? Do you recommend waiting a certain amount of time, like with Rio, because I know with like humans, if you see it like a medium, they suggest like waiting a year.
You mean for Rio or for P?
For Rio.
Now for Rio, I mean, I would give it a little bit of time to see if, you know, the things that came through during the session, if they're beneficial, if they're helping him.
Okay.
And then, you know, I don't know if there's really any standard time, but you need to give it some time to actually see if it's helping, you know, if there's a shift. So, you know, maybe
okay.
a month or something like that. I mean, you can always make an appointment if you ever wonder if it would be a good time because of such and such, you can send me a message and I can, you know, I can respond to you, or you could call me and we can, and ask.
Okay, that would be good.
Because it's not really the same with every situation and every animal.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad I connected with you today and connected with P. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your session. I'll be listening.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for coming. Bye, Deb. On hold, so you can keep on tuning in. So I have a question, Rose. Earlier today, Poppy hasn't been doing well.
Sorry.
Yeah, like quite not well. And she just had an interesting energy healing session. And I'm wondering if we can take a moment to tune into her and see how she's doing.
Sure. She had the healing session today?
Yeah, today.
Okay. That was remote?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's telling me that she didn't see the person.
Yeah, she didn't go anywhere. From the comfort of the room.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and say her name. I mean, she's already talked, but I just
yeah.
like to hear it. It just helps me. Okay.
Poppy.
She feels like she has a little bit more energy. She said says her energy's been really depleted, like like lethargic even, right? It's really, she feels like for some time now she's been up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
And she does feel a little bit uplifted she could feel it too. You know, she was very aware. Was somebody doing, it wasn't just like energy work, was it? It was also something with bringing in ascended healing or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like showing me like energy coming from above. And to me, it feels sort of like celestial, angelic kind of healing besides just energy healing. So
that's good.
She doesn't feel like she's completely better.
Yeah. No, it's pretty chronic.
And she doesn't know if that's going to happen, but she does feel like her energy is a little uplifted and she feels a little more on an even keel instead of, so I mean it felt like she was just kind of going downhill, right? She was declining.
Yes.
She's
yeah.
had these ups and downs and ups and downs. If you don't mind sharing what's going on with her physically? I know she's had issues with her heart, is that right?
So the trachea collapsing, the bronchitis,
oh, right.
or whatever it is, supposedly this time the vet said she had a slight heart murmur and that her lungs were filling up, but they didn't offer any solutions or anything.
Oh, not even a heart medication or?
Nothing.
Diuretic?
No. help.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. She's a fighter. You know, she's just stubborn enough to want to be here still.
Yeah, I get that feeling as well.
Mm-hmm. So maybe whomever did that healing would be willing to do that again. Because it does help her feel a little more stable, I guess is the word, because she feels like she's been just up and down so much and then kind of declining, and at least she feels like she's on a level plane now, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the healer was picking up on misalignment in the spine and the hips and all kinds of other things. Do you get anything around that?
So, you know, for me, when I do the physical, I feel what they feel, right?
Yeah.
There's definitely discomfort in her right hip. It's in both hips, but particularly the right hip. And I feel almost like my left shoulder is a little higher than the right. So that could be that, you know, something is out of alignment. It also feels kind of like a bump, so it could also be arthritis. I'm not feeling a lot of pain there. It's like it's been there for a while. She's kind of used to it.
I've always been suspicious that something, you know, she was injured before she was rescued, like badly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've had her now how many years?
5 or 6, and they had guessed that she was 5, but they have no idea, like the rescue things. They just kind of look at their teeth and go, yeah, 5. So who knows?
Yeah,
right?
it's a guess for sure. I mean, unless they're like under a year under, then they can usually, you know, kind of tell. But it is hard because sometimes just their condition makes them look older than they are. So,
yeah. What about picking up on, you know, I don't know how to say this without getting upset, but, you know, if it's her time to go kind of thing, do you pick anything up around that?
So are you asking me if she's already in her dying process?
Yeah.
Or, okay. So when I do that, I look at their energy in their body and their life force energy, and then I look at what I call the oversoul, the canine oversoul, and see where they are in that path, right, between. What comes through first and foremost with her is her stubbornness to not want to leave yet. And that's what I mean by she's a fighter. And, you know, the will to live is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see her still very much in her body. When their body is really starting the dying process, there is usually a point where they surrender, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not there yet. She doesn't want to leave yet. She is holding on right now. She's not ready. I'm not getting that she's in her transition right now.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to be. I can't tell if what's going on is the start of it because she's like, you know, she's like, no, I'm right now. It feels a little better. We're going with that. That's kind of what she's sharing. She says, what would you do without her?
Exactly.
You know, she also says that, you know, she's had issues off and on a lot. To her, it's just another thing. The throat thing is frustrating, but she just wants to get better if it's possible.
Okay, good. Good. Well, we're going to find a way somehow.
Yeah. I mean, this is coming from me now. With the many dogs that we've had through the rescue here, I know if they do have like a heart murmur, heart condition, and there's fluid buildup, they often give them something to help, like a diuretic, like just like they do for people. So, I don't know why he wouldn't do that unless, you know, there's something else that, of course, I'm not familiar with. I'm not a veterinarian. But you could maybe just ask and see what they say. Or if there's some other way of, you know, getting that fluid out.
Right. I mean, yeah, there must be something they can do. It just doesn't make sense to just go, well, that's what's happening. Goodbye. Have a nice day. You know, I didn't get it.
Yeah. It's in her lungs, right? The fluid.
Yeah.
So that would be like pneumonia, I guess. I don't know.
But it's very chronic and it's ongoing and it's been weeks now. And oh my God. Around the clock, too. It's just, you know, loud.
Yeah. She starts coughing. And wheezing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what she's saying. Well, she's not ready for you to help her transition yet.
Okay, good.
She's just not.
Good. Can breathe a little better.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's so hard.
Oh, it's just so. Yeah, these are our babies, you know, and you can't even explain anything to them, or, you know, it's very difficult.
Well, we can. We just don't think that we can.
Ooh, we can. We could send her a message.
Yeah.
Yes. You know that she's going to be okay.
And that you're, you know, she knows that you're trying to help her, right?
Yeah.
And actually, you know, coughing can be helpful to her, even though it's harder because of her trachea. That can help move that stagnant energy in that, you know, she feels like it does kind of help. Even she says sometimes though, it seems like she can't stop and she has kind of a coughing attack.
Yeah.
And that's uncomfortable too. But then she just shakes it off. She says she just shakes it off.
Mm.
You might be freaking out. She's like, okay, I'm done. But her energy has been very, very depleted. So that's a little hard for her.
Yeah, it's she's been sleeping a lot. And once she falls asleep, I don't want to disturb her so she can actually get some sleep without the coughing crap, you know? So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else coming through, we're actually at the shameless self-promotion section of the show. What would you like to share?
Well, there is one other thing Poppy wants to tell you.
She does
really like to be included when you're, you know, working. So even though she's sleeping, she says that you can still tell her you're going to do a show with so-and-so. Because it's not only my show that she sometimes comes into, right? So
true.
So just because she's afraid she might miss some out as she's sleeping, but if you just softly tell her, she'll hear it, and if she feels like getting up, she will. She kind of, it's important to her. You know, it makes her feel like she's helping you.
I know. <That's cute. laughs> She likes working with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, you can find all my information on my profile at newsforthesoul.com. You can reach out to me via email, text, or phone call. And if you have any questions about a private session or my mentorship, just let me know and I will send information on. And otherwise, call in a month from now, the fourth Thursday of every month at the same time.
Same bat channel. Looking forward to it already. Rose, thank you so much for today, and thank you to the callers called in, and thank you for tuning into Pops, and I'll keep everyone posted as we go.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye for now. Rose is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Breathe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? Remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Danian just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
He had two heart attacks, right off one heart after the other.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got?
Like it is, girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.